6:30. I would like to call this special meeting to order. First order of business is to approve minutes from the August 17th, 2017 council meeting for use by the Coastal Resource Commission regarding the request by the town to approve a development line. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, our second passes unanimously. Our second order of business is to receive an update from our staff or our liaison on staff relocation for our facility improvement project.
Ta-da.
Well, go ahead, liaison.
You've been doing the work.
You want me, okay. You have in your attached to your agenda. We've just done a comparison of the four sites at the last meeting. You said we would not use the community center building or individual trailers at Fort Fisher, that we would use a construction trailer, and you told us to look at 4th and H, Sandman, the lot next to the convenience store, and Fort Fisher Air Force Base site down there. Mm-hmm. So we have, I have talked with the owner of the lot next to the convenience store. He's amenable to us using the lot. He is requesting $8,000 lease for the year to cover property taxes. We have adequate connections there. We can get Charter and tie into water and sewer and funds. It'll just be a little more, not as secure as we have it right now. When we're back on Charter, and we have to go back to AT&T landlines for our phone service. Right now we're on internet, voice over IP. Mm-hmm. I talked with Sonny about 4th and H, and he says they're not going to wrap up that project until October. Sometime in October, I was hoping to have a trailer on site and set up the month of October so I can move staff the first week in November. So I don't know that that's a good, dependable site because of that. I am worried about space and parking just between Sonny's staff and our staff, and then parking for the public. I just don't see where that lot's large enough to do that.
It's not just as large as Sam's is?
No.
It's smaller?
Sam has 5 lots, and 4th and H is 3 lots.
Okay. I think I would be concerned about the same thing the police chief is concerned about, also with safety of town staff and the location on
right
weekend being unsecure and everything.
Are you talking about the lot next to them, or 4th and H?
I would say, yeah, 4th and H, I'd have the same concern that the police chief has about Sam's lot.
And Sandman, we do have the space on Sandman. We can get the connections that we need. My only concern with Sandman is I think it's very difficult to find. I think trying to direct the public to Sandman would take a lot of signage to get people in there. I do have concerns about bringing public traffic into what's been traditionally a neighborhood. I know that's not everybody's concern, but that's one of mine. We are also looking at the fact we have to clean out every room in this town hall, the attic, and every room in the police department. Everything has to go. I'm talking furniture, files, chairs, people. If we don't put it all in a trailer somewhere, we're going to have to do some off-site storage. So we're now looking at comparison costs for 2 trailers on the same site as opposed to having to take things to an off-site. If we needed 2 trailers, we could get the trailers on Sandman, but there wouldn't be anywhere for anybody to park. So those are my concerns with Sandman.
May I say, I like your concern about not putting all of this in the middle of a residential neighborhood, and that gives us another reason not to use the lots across from Public Works, because it is in the middle of a residential neighborhood. Sonny has always been concerned about not disrupting that neighborhood any more than he already has.
And he voiced that opinion too when I was talking to him about it.
Okay.
We were looking at the recreation center at Fort Fisher with Katie Powell, site director. Police Chief Bowden has decided he does not want his officers in a construction trailer. He'd rather have a brick and mortar. He started talking with the National Guard training facility, a building that Chief Cooper had used a couple of years ago. It's a very small building, but it has a secure vault. It has good fiber optics connections for secure network and so forth.
It's located right next to the National Guard training building.
To the training building.
Okay. And if you look, I have a map for you in the back. When you first go into the site, you turn off of Fort Fisher, there's the new housing on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. Left-hand side used to be the old houses that they've torn down. And you go to that kind of fork in the road. You go to the left to get to all the brick buildings. That's the National Guard training site. Mm-hmm. This is, it looks almost like a guard shack leading into the big building where we used to have retreats. In talking with them, it came up that the town was also looking for space, and they suggested a ball field that is back behind all their buildings right there. There's a paved road that leads out to it. There's a paved parking lot that's in front of it, which I think is adequate parking. We got into conversations with that, went down and met with the captain to talk more about it. They lease that land from the recreation side, which is managed by Seymour Johnson in Goldsboro. So they can't charge us rent, per se, because that's in their lease. There may be some sort of administrative fee, something along that line, to use that. I did have Sonny and Jimmy go down, and John Batson went down with us. We staked out the site to show them where the trailer would be, and we do have water and sewer connections. They have fiber optics connection, which I'm excited about, which is right there, and electric. And we would be close to the police department. Because the building that the police chief is using, we think may be too small to also house their admin. Whereas if we're a few yards away in a trailer, the admin could come in with us. So I talked to Commissioner Dugan a little bit about it, and they requested a formal request from us that has to go up the chain to the colonel of both facilities. But Captain Leidecker, who we met with National Guard, was very positive about it. She thought it was a great idea and said she would go to bat for us. And Katie Powell has already sent it up to Seymour Johnson. So to me, it's not the most convenient for our citizens, and that's a concern, but I think it's very easy to tell people where it is. And if we put some signage off the road, they'll be able to identify it.
So this is it, right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where that little white square is.
Little pink.
Oh, the little white thing or the pink thing? He's saying the white thing. You're
saying there's one more picture.
It's the pink thing, right? Where the pink area is?
You said the ball field.
Or is it the
white? It's right here is where the trailer that's supposed to be. This is the ball field. There's tennis courts next to it.
Why would you focus on the pink trailers?
I don't know. I didn't know if that's
because it looks like it's highlighted.
This is what it. This like is in circle. Your packet too. This is the actual ball field here, and this is the paved parking lot I'm talking about. The PD building is right over here.
I think the vast majority of the citizens are familiar with Fort Fisher and Seafood Blues and Jazz, so everybody knows where it is.
That's pretty darn convenient.
Yeah, well, and you can't beat the cost, and they're tickled to death to have the additional security.
Yes, they're very happy about the police.
Officers coming and going all day and all that.
So we could get everybody over there.
Yes, and while we were out there, we staked out two trailers the same size of that quad that we looked at. There's plenty of room for that. So everything would be on one site in a little bit more secure area, other than helicopters landing every once in a while.
Which you can use the container.
I can use the container. I'm sure we'll get complaints about this container part there, but.
Okay. So
how long are we talking about to do this?
They said two, three weeks.
That's all.
To get permission to use it.
I mean, how long will we be there?
A year. Ten months to a year.
Wherever we go will be a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're it's not a quick. It's not a quick fix by any means.
So the trailers, are we talking about using air trailers or getting one of these trailers we talked about before?
Getting one of the trailers we talked about.
A nice trailer.
Because everything can fit in there except for the blues.
Okay.
Each one would have 10 offices, which would get everybody in, give us lots of file space, storage room, and some storage like this kind of furniture that we're going to have to put somewhere.
Sounds like.
And with two trailers, we might could look at having council meetings down there. Mm-hmm. and committee meetings rather than taking up the community center.
But our regular council meetings for that at the community center?
Well, right now, Aikido's in there Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we would have to bump Aikido's. Nikki said she's got something in there Monday through Thursday, every night, every week. So you're either going to have to bump somebody or change your meetings to 3 o'clock on Friday or something, or 2 o'clock on Friday. So that will be up to you.
That's a very conducive time.
And the same with planning and zoning.
I might need to change October's meeting anyway, so maybe Sunday morning.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, just during...
just in time to go to brunch?
Yeah, during brunch.
Well, I used to work for a council in Pemigami that met Fridays at 3, and let me tell you, it did not go past 5 o'clock. Those meetings were done.
Did anybody from the public show up?
Yeah. Yeah.
We should solve the first problem and then worry about the others.
That's another option. We could talk with Carolina Beach about planning and zoning and council and then some make arrangements for the committees to go to
the
community center.
Airbase.
Oh, yeah, airbase.
David?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yes, I support that as well to make a formal request.
All right.
Okay.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that helps maybe to have even closer working relationship with them. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, and ask them if they'll keep their little diner open for the next year and don't close it during the winter.
They'll close that.
So we can use the bathroom in the trailer during the CP Blues and Jazz Festival, right?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Well, and that's another concern, too, and I really hadn't thought about it till I was talking to the chief. We're going to be completely open in these trailers. I mean, you come in the door and you're in the offices. There's no lobby. Mm-hmm. There's no blocking. If somebody's in the door, they have access to everybody in there. To be in the middle of town in Sam's lot or somewhere is a little concerning. We may just even have to go so far to say there's no public restrooms in this temporary town hall for now. Just, you know, because sometimes we have only one person in this building at lunch.
If it's put here, it's a lot easier to say that because there's plenty of other locations on this site for people to go to the restroom.
Well,
there's actually a public restroom right across from it near the tennis court.
And since they start construction of the other buildings, you can say use one of those.
Could do that.
That's portage up
the outside. Okay.
No, the firemen will use those.
Yeah. Okay, good job on that.
So we will continue on. Just rolling in with that, we had a meeting yesterday with the architects, project managers, and we are to the crunch of everything. They will be sending out bid requests in September 14th. We will, at this September council meeting, I'll be coming to you, and Arlen will be coming to you with a resolution, notice of intent to finance. We need to get that process started. I'm just giving you a heads up so you can settle with this. We're going to be asking for a notice of intent to finance not to exceed $6 million. The reason we're using $6 million is we've got some moving targets. Our construction budget is still at $5 million, doesn't include project manager costs, and does not include relocation costs, which hopefully will be a wash with what we save in project time with the staff out of here. And we don't know what else is coming at us. It's easier, it doesn't mean we will finance $6 million, but it gives us the option to go up to 5.2 or 5.4 or whatever.
The 100,000 they tacked on for wire.
I thought moving everything was going
to
cover that.
So it should be a wash.
We got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
6 million is a pretty big jump.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, that's Arlen's recommendation, is the $6 million.
It doesn't mean we spend it.
It doesn't mean we spend it. We won't know. Well, we won't know for sure until we get the bids. That's going
to
be.
Liquid fills the space
it
in.
It makes it a lot easier to spend. Yeah. I'll grant you that. But we can sit and look and we're going to have to look pretty quick if we're going to pair something.
Let's check the bids.
And then we have to go through probably a lot of that process again if something happens and we really do have to go over.
Well, we need to see the bids. We don't even know what to focus on. You could guess.
We won't see bids until October 14th.
Yeah, we can't wait.
But we need to start the LGC process because that's a 6 to 8 week process.
Both the architect and our project managers told us if you get into December, so there's nothing going to be happening in December. So if we can get it going.
They can't work inside this building in December? Is it too cold?
No, they won't. Nowhere, anywhere.
Why?
Christmas.
Christmas is December 25th.
Yeah. I mean, they won't. It's not that they won't work the whole month of December.
Yeah, okay.
But they're going to take the 25th off.
At least.
That's nice.
Well, the bottom line here is that
it's a Saturday.
We can go. You can go under contract with the contractor before you have financing approval from local government, but you need to make it contingent upon getting that financing approval because you don't have $5 million sitting in the bank. So this project is dependent upon the financing.
And that means that we're, if we do that, we're on the hook until we get the funding.
You'll be able to cancel.
I will tell you guys, you know, the library is building the new library at Pine Valley, which is about the same size and the same cost. And their bids are coming in next month. And so hopefully we can look at theirs, and if their bids have gone way over what they expected or way under what they hoped for, we may have some sort of idea of where
we're going. You're listening to All Things Considered from
NPR. Well, we've already seen it on the pump project that's came in higher than we thought it would be. It's a builder's market right now. I mean, contractors are, there's a lot of building going on in the area.
But I guess I really have to understand what the bids are going to be because I'm not excited about $6 million at all.
Understandable.
So
you've been telling everybody five. We had 1899 and we had
298. It's six.
And now we're at six.
Yeah.
Well, can you go back and talk to Arlen and tell him that the council is very concerned about keeping it at $5 million? And, you know,
$5 million,
what does that mean?
$5 million.
$5 million means cuts.
If you're only going to borrow $5 million, then you're going to have to pay some other things out of your general fund.
Well, hold on now. Didn't we say that 12% of the cost was going to be in the which fund is that?
Water, sewer.
Sewer, water and sewer. That water and sewer fund covers that portion. So there's another $230,000 that we have covered. So for all essence, it's like $5,235,000, right? It's not just $5 million. So if you get the $5 million, you have that 12% in your pocket.
But we've already spent $250,000 out of the general fund to this point.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, Arlen's run the numbers. We've talked about this all day long. This is his initial, this is to be certain that we get to LGC, and if we have to go to 5.7, we haven't shut ourselves in the foot and said we're only gonna borrow 5.2. And then we have to start the whole local government commission process over again. It does not mean you're gonna borrow $6 million.
Doesn't put the project on hold.
It could.
It does.
Well, if you haven't spent it, how could they put it on hold?
Because the state has to approve it.
They have to approve the financing. If you're going to pay cash, and you're looking at right now for $5 million for 15 years, you're looking at an annual payment of $500,000. Now, according to Arlen, we don't want to make that payment out of the general fund.
Okay. I mean, I just have to understand more. I'll tell you, I'm not happy about $6 million.
The other thing that they told us was also the people bidding are not going to be very excited to bid and then told that they have to keep their bids open for 30, 60 days.
They'll tell us how long the bid is open. It'll say this bid is available until X.
October, yeah. It'll go out November 14th to
October.
They'll
tell us precisely.
And we have to have the bids before we can get the application to local government commission, but we need to start. We have to have a public hearing done before we send the application to local. So this is all a legal process that we're trying to maneuver the steps.
Yeah.
to get us approved before November, December.
I understand.
I tell you what, why don't, you know, if anybody,
right,
and Craig specifically, why don't you come in and sit down with
Arlen yeah,
and talk to him about it?
Yeah, I will, since I am the liaison to finance, so
yes,
I will do that.
We've got a full new set of all the plans and everything, so anybody wants to look at it.
Question, what changed?
Nothing's changed. We've been telling you from day one that it's going to be more than $5 million. We told you the last time when you did the, we revised the project budget ordinance, we told you Arlen told you $5 million wasn't realistic. We were looking at 5.2 then.
Well, Nancy, I think the issue is, I hear what you're saying, but the council's got to be able to stand up and say this is what we're doing. So, this is where we're going to get into the whole problem of, it's really a lot more. Well, it can't be zero, so I hear what you're saying. This is back to the what is actually required statutorily and then what is good things to do. That's why I'm pushing for that whole understanding the whole time, because this is exactly how projects creep up. When we told the architects $5 million, that's how we dropped back down. We're good now with a one-story firehouse. Now we're back and we're at 20%. Even though what the project manager told us to submit wasn't $500,000 for the project manager. So we have to understand where the difference is. And we can't do the project so we get lots of people excited to bid. If there are people that are willing to do $5 million for the business in Niagara County, we have a much bigger problem.
Well, the distinction I'm trying to make is we have to set a limit to the local government commission of how much we want to finance. They always tell us to go higher than the amount that we think we're going to finance in case the bids come in higher than we predicted. That's
okay,
all we're saying. And I think you all know.
So what Arlen's recommended is we tell the local government commission this is what we're willing to finance. But that's not the same as telling the project manager and the architect this is what we're willing to spend.
Right.
Yeah.
And you all know how conservative Arlen is. About gave him a heart attack today to say $6 million. But he's looking at money we've already spent in that too and what we think might be coming at us. He doesn't expect that we will finance $6 million.
Didn't the money we spend come out of the general fund today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he expecting to replace that money?
Yes.
Well, that's not part of the project. You can say that we understand that the county is to have to account for that way, but we spent that as part of the investigation of the project. We're not going to back charge the project to necessarily put it back. So we're going to finance money to put money back in the general fund.
Well, that's the reason we did a notice of intent to reimburse at the beginning of the project, because we've already spent close to $300,000.
Right. I understand.
Okay. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, Nancy. It's just, a week ago I was standing here telling the people it's $5 million. $374 per $100,000 per month. It's not that long ago.
Well, your construction budget is still at $5
million. Well.
But there are other things. Okay. So I've caused enough chaos. My work here is done.
Okay. All right.
So let's be clear. What we're saying is to the government commission, this is the max we would finance. That's not what we're still not telling the architect and the project manager, you got a $60 budget.
No, the budget's still at 4.9 something.
And that's what needs to be clear in all our communications is, because someone's going to latch on to this, like Willard, that, they told the league, no, we're building in for contingencies because we're conservative for our finance officer. But our communicated budget to the architect and project manager is still 4.9 for the construction.
Right.
So I'm fine with that as long as we're clear about that. But it should not go to the architect and the property manager that it's a $6 million budget. But no. That's not true.
Right.
And it hasn't.
I think that, Greg, is where we need to be very clear in all our communication.
Well, there hasn't been anything that's come out of the mouth of the town in any of those meetings that tells them that there's more money in the pot than we originally told.
But this is a public meeting. This right now is a public meeting.
Yeah.
Anybody can
also, every one of those contractors has worked for government agencies, and they know the same thing. And they know you have other costs involved. And they know when you add construction to all these other costs that have come up meanwhile and will come up afterwards that don't even have anything to do with construction.
Well,
that doesn't mean the construction budget is going to go up. That doesn't mean they can bid higher because they think there's a little more money out there.
The same thing that I'm saying here, we're going to have to say in a public meeting for financing.
Yes, but I want to be clear, true cost. That's the cost of everything. That's what it's going to cost our townspeople. Not, we have a budget thing, we have, whatever the true cost, if the true cost is 5.5, if the true cost is 5.7, that's what we have to tell them it is.
Yeah.
We don't know that till we get the bids then.
Right.
But you cannot wait till you get the bids to start this process. You do, and there's no need to have bids because we can't hold those bids for 6 to 8 weeks while
we have to
process
broadcast
a bunch of paperwork.
Or just an email or something.
Well, your construction budget has not changed. We received an updated budget yesterday. We're still at 4.9, which is where we've been all along. Nothing has changed with that. We've added a project manager. Now we have to relocate. The cost to relocate is going to be $75,000 to $100,000. We're told we'll recoup that in the construction budget.
That's why we did it.
But we still have to pay it out until we recoup it and everything ends and the projects, the books are balanced. I have to get a survey done for AT&T. They're not satisfied with what the architect sent. I've got to have an official survey done to show them how far we're encroaching and so forth. So there are other expenses, title searches and this and that and the other. We're trying to be realistic with you.
We have said before.
We have another savings that's already been plugged into the new numbers we were given yesterday. The stormwater pipe will not have to have any work done on it.
As of right now.
Yeah.
Until they start digging.
That'll be taken up by the corner of the concrete.
Right.
I'll talk to Arlen. It's just what we spent, what's going to water and sewer, what we think we need relative to the construction budget, what's the true cost, what we just told people about tax impacts, and what else we need to do. It's going to be 100%. Up all.
And again, we won't know that till we get the.
So, exactly. I'll follow that. So, what do you need from us, Nancy?
Nothing. Nothing.
We're just making very clear what we're asking for with the league because that's public information too, and we got to have an answer for that.
I'm not asking for anything from you now. I'm giving you a heads up at what's coming at you in September as of right now.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, we'll be talking to Mike tomorrow. We should talk about that later.
Yep.
Okay, I guess we're done with the
Anything else? On the relocation?
Oh, no.
Okay, I have two requests for the council. One, I sent you a copy of a letter I wrote to our residents and property owners. And I would like to have your permission to send this to Willard as a letter to the editor.
I'm okay with that. If you're looking for consensus.
Just a consensus would be nice.
I'm okay with that. You're the mayor. You're entitled to write your opinion. I don't think there's anything in there that's really inflammatory.
Okay.
No, there's nothing in there that jumped out as not being factual either.
And there has to be some type of response because he says he's lost faith in government. Right.
I can write a short one.
What's that?
I mean, I'm okay with what we're doing, but I disagree. I think we just let him spin
let him
around out there.
He obviously didn't know Gilbert.
Oh,
that's okay.
I know Gilbert better than you do.
No, I'm talking to him.
No,
Anyway, my other request, and I do.
So that was consensus.
I don't know if Nancy has any figures on this, but I have.
David, can you mute?
I've decided to attend the North Carolina League of Municipalities Convention in Greenville, North Carolina. I will not be attending any extra meals or dinners or dances or anything except the very last one on the last day, so that would be the only additional cost. Nancy, do you have anything on what
registration was? $475, your mileage and so forth, and hotel probably another $300 or $400.
Well, I'll only be staying Friday night, okay. So that'll be a minimum hotel. I think
probably $700.
If you're going to invest your time,
yes,
to represent the town and bring back the information, I really don't care if you go to those things either. We can't sit in your room.
Well, my dear, I agree with you, but the people who have the highest status and most power in this town are the ones who have to get permission to do anything. Surprise, we don't have to ask to go to the bathroom. Everybody else,
oh, you don't know the new rule?
Goes wherever they want to go, whenever they want to go. They don't ask, they don't tell, they just go. So we have to ask permission. So I am asking for your permission.
Well, you have my permission to go to the thing, and you have my permission to go to the dinner, and if there's a dance and it's going to help the town of Green Beach, then go dance.
As long as I don't have to pay to dance, we'll be okay.
Bring back the senators?
Yes. I promise you, I will.
Hold on. David's talking.
I will do better than
go ahead, David.
I said I support your opinions as well, Emily. Thank you for being willing to go represent the town.
Okay, and I may bring a surprise back for all of you. Did I have anything else, or was that it, Nancy? I don't know. What I can't
think of.
That's
about a public works person, unless you got
right.
To take it off.
Do I have a motion to go into closed session?
I move we go into closed session.
Second.
Are we going to do it? In?
Okay. Well, we can do it here and have Ruth sit in your office.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Let's get the audience.
Yeah, we'll get the audience. Thank you.
We are back into public session. Excuse me, guys. We were in closed session to discuss a personnel matter, and have directed our town clerk to pursue the issue administratively. Anything anybody would like to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, Mr. Hagler.